Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
I would like to welcome again Dr. Cy Hatvet, Chief Medical Officer at Huron Regional Medical Center, also General Surgeon and newly here, Dr. Cy, Interim Director of the HRMC Physicians Clinic, to our show to chat through some changes at the clinic and your interim leadership. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you. Good morning, Maddie. I enjoy having the opportunity to visit with you and provide a little information for people if I can.
Yes. So some changes. We talk, you know, change happens in all of our lives every day. It happens in our businesses. We've recently had some changes at the clinic. Longtime clinic director, Jennifer Callahar, has moved on to a new community and career for her. So we're very happy for her, thankful for her work here. She served 29 years at HRMC. You may have her beat, though.
Probably about the same length of time. I've been in Huron for a little over 29 years myself.
Okay, my math is not strong.
Usually associated with for the longest time associated with the Cheddar Home Clinic, and more recently over here at the hospital at HRMC. So Jennifer and I both have a pretty long standing history with the organization.
Yes, and so when this change came about, we obviously started looking for a new clinic director, and we are in that process right now. Can you walk us through that a little bit? What's that look like?
The interim director is really a position that's just there to help bring all of the working pieces that we already have in the clinic to provide some leadership for that group and to make sure that there's one person that those people in the clinic can go to help get questions and problems solved. But our departments in the clinic are well established and are functioning nicely, from office staff to the nurses to the lab and x-ray that we provide there, and as well as all the physicians that are there. So all of the parts continue to work as they should. We just need somebody to help bring all that together until we can get somebody who will be more dedicated to the clinic directorship. We're actively recruiting for that. We have several good candidates, but we are vetting those candidates right now, and probably within, I would say, the next 2 to 3 weeks, we'll be making a decision and then be able to move forward and get somebody else in that position.
You have transitioned in from being a full-time general surgeon to a part-time general surgeon and part-time chief medical officer, which I think they may all round out to be far more than full-time. You're adding interim clinic director to your role. So this is not something we anticipate to be a long-term situation, but that we're looking forward to the growth and change and even just you being there for a short time as chief medical officer. Do you think that's going to give you some insight into what you do every day as a CMO to be stepping into these shoes for a little bit?
Oh, definitely. Because the more that I learn about the various parts of our organization, the better prepared I am to help provide some guidance in those situations. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll present some new challenges for me, but I'm open to that, so let's bring it on.
And we're very thankful that you are. So speaking of new challenges, we do have a resignation, unfortunately, at our clinic. We have had Dr. Brett Mathers here for a period of time. He's an internal medicine physician, a couple mm-hmm. years, I think.
At least 2 years.
He's been with us.
Yep.
He is also moving on to a new horizon in his future. Tell us a little bit about that, and who do we have in the clinic, and what's the physician and provider situation at the clinic?
Actually, it's quite stable. Yes, we've lost Dr. Mathers, and you know, people in the community are aware that we have had a couple of other providers move on. But we've actually got a good group right now. We have several nurse practitioners and mid-level providers who have been quite stable. And we have Dr. Octaviani, who recently started. We have also Dr. Hofer just started and is going to be providing full-time orthopedic services here in Huron, which is something that we've been looking for and will welcome back because it will be a significant impact for the community. In addition to that, we are actively recruiting people in family medicine and in internal medicine. We're actively recruiting a general surgeon, and we may be close to signing a general surgeon. We've recently just signed a podiatrist, which will be a new venture for HRMC, and then recently signed a pediatrician who will start hopefully next July. So we're moving forward with the active recruitment of people to help fill positions and broaden our opportunities even more.
That's very exciting. Pediatrics in the community is going to be something I think that people will really look forward to. And we've met the pediatrician. He was here on site. Great guy, as is the podiatrist. Yeah. So some young gentlemen that I think are going to bring their families and wonderful additions
and
to our community.
Both of whom are really looking forward to moving into the Huron community and being active participants, not just in the HRMC organization, but in the community at large. So those are exciting things. Those should help broaden our footprint here and provide even more care for the people in town.
And mentioning Dr. Hofer, very exciting. I know we've talked about it on this podcast and in the news. So that's Dr. Kevin Hofer.
Yep.
Huron,
Huron native,
born and raised.
Yep. Always nice to have somebody come back to the community, and folks who come back to the community generally already have pretty well-developed root system already. So we hopeful that this will be a very long-term relationship that will blossom into something that might last, who knows, 20, 30 years.
A storied career as a physician in Huron, such as yours. Well, we're really excited about those additions and continue to work every day to recruit. Why? What's our why behind all of this? What's our why of having you with your experience and your leadership in this position? Can you just tell us about what's our goal here?
I think the overarching goal of the medical community and HRMC in particular is to continue to provide sound, good medical care for our friends, family members, and community members at large. That really is the bottom line, is to be able to provide good quality care right here at home so that people don't have to travel out of town for this or that or the other thing. We would like to be able to provide that care here, because when folks can stay at home, everything seems to go a little bit smoother.
Absolutely. Well, we're thankful for your willingness and leadership to accept this interim position and for your care of the community for the last 29 or so years. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Huron Regional Medical Center, online at huronregional.org.